Happy Amazon Prime Day. No, you're not celebrating your father or your mother or your grandparents. No, it's not a national holiday, not recognizing trees or a certain animal. No, it's not a day of recognition for math nerds or bankers. And no, you're not getting a day off to look for Pokemon. Amazon Prime Day is like Black Friday after Thanksgiving, only it's not on a Friday and it's in July. Yes, it's a marketing ploy from Amazon so you can buy stuff you don't need at a discount rate that's probably marked up anyway. So shop online, buy crap, save money, blah, blah, blah. Happy Amazon Prime Day. What's this? A solar-powered teeth whitener shaped like a donkey? And it's on sale?
That's great. Pikachu! Or Pokemon Go. Not so much. I'm so happy they don't have that over the weekend. I'd have $1,000 worth of toilet paper.
It's how it always happens.
You'd see the moving truck pull up front. Are you Drex?
And they make it so easy. You just make a couple of clicks.
Yeah.
And you'll never not need toilet paper.
No. You know what? It was funny because I heard Nikki making fun of it today with Chip Franklin. And speaking of Nikki, let's give her some credit because I asked her, I said, because I know she loves pets. I said, did you see The Secret Life of Pets? She's like, oh, Drex, it's horrific. Don't go. I said, really? Because my other half, she wanted to go this weekend, and I don't want to go. But she wanted to go, but then she couldn't get a ticket. So,
wow.
Consider her. Yes,
that's hardcore.
I will go home and tell her I saved her $15.
My wife wanted to go to that last weekend, too, and we just didn't have the time to go.
Well.
So I'm glad we missed it.
You heard the Nikki review. Although I will say this, it did make $103.2 million. The Legend of Tarzan was number two at 20.6. And Tim Sika said that was bad. Finding Dory, look at this, $422.5 million in its fourth week. Wow. Now that is supposedly incredible.
It'll be killer on DVD and streaming services too once it comes out.
Right.
It'll make bank.
Hey, so Karen has. Is this Chris Martin with Carpool Karaoke? Let's hear some of that.
Is it not?
Fine, man.
What is it?
A few cherished
little bells are ringing.
Yeah, let's go.
No, what is it though?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does. What
but
is
it? That's music.
Oh no, I hear Jerusalem bells are ringing.
Yeah, that's what I sing.
That's what you sing.
You can sing whatever you like.
I hear Jerusalem bells are ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't explain. I know St. Peter will call my name. Never an honest word. That was when I ruled the world.
I love Chris Martin and the whole Coldplay thing is because I never know what the hell they're singing about. And here I am making fun of Ariana Grande with this.
I ain't even tripping, I'm a jealousy back.
What? But I ain't even tripping, I'm a chill and sit back.
But I ain't even tripping, I'm a chill and sit back.
So, and I love this story. Back to this again from the Inquirer, Carpool Karaoke, one of the biggest, hottest things on TV/YouTube. And, of course, Madonna wants to be on it, but according to the Inquirer, they're not necessarily in a hurry to bring her in. Source said she called and volunteered herself.
Don't you know who I am?
I don't know if it went like that, but probably something like that.
Oh, poor Madonna.
I mean, probably when her agent or her assistant said, "Hey, they don't want to put you on. Give me the phone! Don't you know who I am?" Okay. So anyway, she volunteered herself and they said, well, you are on the list. In other words, we'll tell you when it's your turn. Obviously, Madonna was not cool with that. But her people told her not to make a big deal out of it, and since that's not a gig that she wants to blow. So she says she's, according to the Inquirer, she's going to be a good girl and wait for a callback.
Wow. I don't know if us knowing about it, it makes a big deal about it. You know, I think if she stayed a little bit more quiet, it might behoove her. Just saying.
Madge will always be Madge, you know. So move over, Chris Soules. There's a new bachelor in town, and that's good news. He's not after your girl. That's for damn sure. We've learned that the Logo Network is shooting a gay bachelor show, and the prize is Robert Sepulveda. Sepulveda Jr. I don't know. That's a whole lot of man meat there anyway. He's an interior designer from Puerto Rico who now lives in the ATL. And in case you didn't notice, he's in pretty good shape. Production sources say 20 male contestants have been, and the cast and the whole show is filming in a Los Angeles mansion now. Probably somebody's fancy Airbnb.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about, you know that story, right? You know the whole Airbnb story, the horror.
No orgies or something?
Yes, no gay porn.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. All these gay porn, companies are renting out these mansions and doing, I'm sure straight porn does it too. Well, can't blame it all on gay porn.
My friend worked at a sex toy shop in Soma for a while, and kink.com used to come in and film there every so often, so... If they're filming in this, like, dingy, darkly lit toy shop, I can't imagine, like, where else they might want to shoot. Like, you know, they're looking for places.
Well, kink.com, that's like a dungeon to begin with, and that's their whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got the perfect space.
That's true.
Spot for what they're doing. But I can't wait for this. Oh, let me see. I do have some garbage. I mean, Bachelorette that we'll play here. So, by the way... you know, just because you're boring, generic, heterosexual, does that mean you've never experimented? Even after you had 12 Zimas in college?
Solitaire? That is something I haven't thought of in a long time.
A new survey asks straight people if they ever, quote, experimented with some same-sex action. About 30% of the women and 20% of the men admitted that they have.
I like how they call it experiment, like it's something you do in a laboratory.
I love that, too.
We're going to mix these things together and see if we get a...
I know. But I don't think it's a fair assumption to say either you suck or you don't.
Oh, you're just saying there's all kinds of things in the middle.
Yes, I think there's lots of things in the middle.
There's a spectrum
of
sexuality.
It's very broad, very gray.
I could definitely see that. I have some friends like that, and I think we are all like that.
Yes, I think we all are. Hello?
Karen, what do you think?
Does this thing broadcast? Oh, it's a microphone-y. Only at the mic. All right, let's move on. did we have an uncomfortable moment?
The show took a left-hand turn about 30 seconds ago.
The show took a left-hand turn a year and a half ago. Okay, so should we have fun with The Bachelorette? Here we go. So the guys do a rap about Alex being short. Oh, God.
Well, Alex was on a motorcycle ride. It went all right, but JoJo cried because she wishes
she was with us.
It's way more fun. Chilling on a bus. And he might get a kiss.
But he won't get far.
He's a little bitty dude.
Riding in a sidecar.
And he might have game.
And he might be cool.
But to get in a sidecar,
he need a stool.
He need a stool.
Oh, jeez. I know the dudes are getting into this. I mean, talk about gay things. But it's not a gay thing. I mean, even Stern admits on the air that he listens or watches it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So Alex tries to freestyle for JoJo. Let's take a listen to that.
I can freestyle. Give me a topic. Any topic.
JoJo.
Yo, yo, JoJo. Guts to go to the Lico Stove. See what I did there? That's like my go-to line.
Apparently this was the whole show about freestyling? Monday last night was all about? Alex tells JoJo... he's in love with her. Then something happens.
I'm going to walk away from this, letting it just all be out there. I need you to know that I don't even know how to say it. Like, I think I'm falling in love with you. I know I'm falling in love with you.
I fell in love with you the second I saw you, you know, and that's what's made all this really hard and easy and hard and easy.
Yeah, when you tell me that you're falling in love with me, I don't feel as excited as I should feel. And that kills me because I wanted to be able to say so badly that I was falling in love with you too. And I just couldn't say that. I just, in my heart, I don't think that I will get to that point. It's hard for me to like know what to say in these moments, but I feel like it would just be best in this situation and out of respect for you to say goodbye now and not make you wait all week.
I came here, there was no rose on the table. I wasn't expecting this to happen.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, and it's okay. So,
I
walk
you out.
Sure.
Sayonara. How many are left? Like 35?
Well, they got like 35 left.
35?
Oh, like seven.
Seven. Oh, okay.
I thought we heard a fire in the background of that clip, and I could hear his ego burning up in that thing.
That's his pants on fire. He's waiting for the new logo show to show up. Oh, well, who are the two guys that we think might have been, you know?
There were two guys on that show that had a relationship?
Well, they were working out. They were workout buddies and stuff.
Oh, they're both gone.
Oh, they're both gone.
It was
okay.
Chad and Daniel.
Chad. Oh, yeah. Chad was the
damn
penis.
Daniel.
Yeah. No, no. Chad
exactly.
Chad was the guy who was an ass, right?
Maybe Chad, yeah.
Maybe they'll show up on Logo. That'll be interesting. All right. It's time for me to take a break and take a look at traffic. And let's see here. As of last night, Joe is still recovering in the hospital after falling ill and leaving the stage during a show with the Hollywood Vampires on Sunday. Aerosmith's Tom Hamilton tweeted that Joe was doing much better. So, good deal. All right. Some insanity. I think I've got some. I know I do. So let's talk about the highest paid entertainers in the world over the past year. Who do you think that would be?
Adele.
I have a funny story about Adele, but I don't think Adele's on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
I figured she'd be number one
for
singers.
Well, she might be on the... Hold on, since you mentioned Adele, now I got to find the story about Adele. So Adele... Look at this mouse. Can you believe it? Oh, just hold on, people. You don't have anywhere to go. Just keep driving, for Christ's sake. Okay. So here we go. Adele was at a country retreat when she got hungry for pizza, so she sent someone on a 140-mile round trip to get it from a specific restaurant. But when they got back 4 hours later, she was asleep and she never ate it. This isn't the most obnoxious thing a celebrity has ever done, but it's definitely not something that you or I could get away with. Anyway, so she was at this country retreat with her boyfriend and her son, and they were hungry for pizza, but not just any pizza. They wanted pizza from a specific shop in London, 70 miles away, and it was 11 o'clock. So one of the employees had to make the 140-mile round trip for the pizza, and it took 4 hours. And when they came back, she was asleep, and the next morning it wasn't eaten. But, you know... You're hanging out with Adele, so I don't see what the big deal is.
If you're
is.
A fan of piping hot pizza, that's not going to do it for you right
well,
there.
Well, I know, but, you know, as far as celebrity behavior is concerned. Okay, so let's, you say Adele. Adele is number 9 last year with $80.5 million.
All right, is Tom Cruise on there?
Tom Cruise is not a thing anymore.
Of course he is.
Well, he's not a money-making thing.
Oh, okay.
No, we're talking about, think. Number 1.
Amy Schumer.
God, not even close.
Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law.
Man, you guys are not thinking in the right direction. Taylor Swift is number 1.
Ugh.
With $170 million. $170.
Where's that money? She writes her own songs. That's,
part of it.
Yeah,
plus she's got product line, and you got to think about all that. So you cut that in half, and then the agent probably gets 10 or 20%. That's still some, that's some bang.
Plus she tours on top of that.
Yep. One Direction made $110 million.
But they're not even a band anymore.
Doesn't matter. They made $110 million, but you got to split that four ways, and then there's four agents and a lot of taxes. So that's not really a lot of money. James Patterson, $95 million. Yes, the author.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
that
a good business.
It took me a minute to think about who that was.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil and Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, $88 million each.
Wow.
And by the way, I read something that about Dr. Phil and his wife are going to sue the Inquirer for some an unbelievable amount of money for all the lies over the past decade or something.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, I know, right? Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is on this list. Kevin Hart, God bless him, is number six. He made $87.5 million. Doing what?
Making movies, touring.
I know, right?
That guy works like crazy. He's almost like a Ryan Seacrest type. Ryan Seacrest has to be on that list.
No, he's not. That would make me ill if he was.
That's surprising. No.
But Stern is. Stern's number seven. He made $85 million. But I want to go back to Kevin Hart for a second.
All right.
He's not like an A-list actor. I mean, he's funny. I'm not trying to...
I think he's in a lot of movies. He's in a lot of movies, though.
So, but he keeps taking those, I guess, B roles.
Yeah.
And that gets you a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right.
And therefore, you make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so good for him. Soccer star Lionel Messi made 81.5. Adele made 80. Rush Limbaugh, 79 million. Rush Limbaugh's still making that kind of money.
El Rushbo. Not worth it. That'll buy a lot of little, what is it, blue pills? Give me the
little
blue pill.
He totally got away with that. He totally got away. Anybody else would have been sent up the pike for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And never to return.
And, you know, of course, the conservatives, that never happened.
Yeah, just ignore it.
That never happened.
Ignore it. It'll go away.
Yeah, it did. LeBron James made $77 million. Madge made $76.5
million. Wow.
Madonna. Tie between Ellen DeGeneres and Rihanna. They both made $75 million. Garth Brooks came back for 10 minutes, made $70 million.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Roger Federer made $68 million. AC/DC made $67.5 million. But they can't figure out who's in that group. This time it's the bassist Cliff Williams, the second longest tenured member after Angus Young. He's retiring after the current tour. He said, it's been what I've been doing for the past 40 years, but after this tour I'm backing off of touring and recording. Losing Malcolm Young, the thing with Phil Rudd, and now with Brian Johnson, it's a changed animal. I feel in the gut that it's the right thing to do. Well, then you got Axl Rose in there. I mean, that's just a hot mess.
It'll be interesting. They'll just keep rotating people out, and 100 years from now, people will be listening to AC/DC.
No, they won't. And Rolling Stones made $66.5 million. Dwayne The Rock Johnson made $64.5 million. And look at this, David Copperfield, still in the top 20.
What?
David Copperfield made $64 million last year.
Last time I saw him, he was on a milk carton.
Dude, the deal is when you get in Vegas, if you can stay there, you can just bank.
Oh, he's just coasting in Vegas.
Just bank.
Oh, I wonder if Britney's doing well. She's been in Vegas for years now,
too. Absolutely. Absolutely. Big time. I'm surprised she's not on that list.
Everyone that I talk to that I'm like, oh, I would love to go to Vegas and go see Britney Spears.
I would go?
Yes, and I was like, absolutely. And I know lots of people that would want to go and see Britney.
Yes, I would want to go see Britney Spears for sure. Even though the whole thing's lip-synced and I don't care. But we've always known that about her. It's choreography and it's very well done. So you know that going in, hey, no big deal. Do you know that Sarah Silverman almost died last week? Seriously.
No.
Yeah. She went in for, she thought she had a simple sore throat, but it turned out she had she had a small piece of cartilage that covers the windpipe and swells and blocks the air from getting into her lungs. And it can be really deadly. So they needed to do emergency surgery. Sarah couldn't be put to sleep for her recovery because her blood pressure was so low. So they just drugged her up enough not to feel the pain. She's still pretty out of it, doesn't remember anything that happened during that time. Her hands had to be restrained so that she wouldn't pull out the breathing tube, and she had to communicate with pen and paper. One of her friends said that, she was writing, was I in an accident? She didn't know. So, yeah. Love and kisses to Sarah Silverman. Okay, I got to take a break when we come back. We'll go to... This is interesting. So Will Smith's son and Jada Pinkett's son...
Jaden.
Yes, he's wearing skirts now so that your son can do it in 5 years and not get beat up. And we're going to go to the Comedy Vault with George Carlin.
Oh, cool.
Yes, this will be fun. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show. First, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham. That's what makes you beautiful. I think James Corden actually out-vocaled them on that. Yeah, he really did. Usually he's right in tune. His mic was a little hot on that.
Yeah. But, he's really good, though.
Well, yeah, he is. Very entertaining. So Jaden Smith, yes, son of Jada and Will Smith, turns 18 today. So he's officially a man now, but he doesn't want to limit himself when it comes to clothing. He's big time into fashion and has been wearing skirts for a while now. So I guess that's just his thing, which is fine. Anyway, in an interview with Nylon, Jaden says he's wearing skirts now so that your son won't be bullied when he wears them to school 5 years from now, which is definitely doing your kid a huge solid. What? He says, you just have to believe in yourself. The world is going to keep bashing me for whatever I do, and I'm not going to keep caring. So I'm going to keep doing the same things. I'm going to keep doing more of these things. I'm going to take more blows. And so 5 years from now, kids who go to school with wearing a skirt, they won't get beat up, and kids won't be mad at them. Well, okay, that's fine.
Sounds like a rebellious teenager right there.
Yeah, that's good. All right. I mean, it's cool, whatever.
I'm going to wear a skirt tomorrow.
Okay, good. There are things called kilts, so I don't know if Jaden knows that, but just saying. This is crazy. The website nameberry.com just analyzed 40 million visits from their first half of this year, so that would have been through June, and figured out the baby names that Americans are searching for the most. And the hottest name this year is Arian. What?
That's not good.
That's because of people like Jaden have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Oh, I'm not picking on you, Arian. I'm just saying. Here's the deal. It's been out of style for several decades, and you know the reason why.
As it probably should be.
I mean, yes, it's the same reason why nobody calls their kid Adolf. And that's out of style. But now, guess what? That's back. It's jumped 49 spots in popularity, which is more than any other name in either gender. Now, I will say this. Maybe it's because parents are looking at the male version of, what is it? Arya from Game of Thrones.
Ira Stark, yes.
Ira. Okay, good. Okay, yeah. I don't watch. Okay, or maybe enough time has passed that people don't associate Arian with white supremacists anymore.
Well, there is Arian Foster, who's a running back, I think, for the Houston Texans.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So all these things are breaking these things down. Look, I mean, you know, time goes by, things change. No one's sure. The rest of the five hottest boys' names are much less controversial. John, always. Tobias, Daniel, and Xavier.
Yeah, Tobias is something you don't hear all that
No,
often.
I like that name. I love Daniel, too. And who doesn't love John? Five hottest girls' names are Sadie, Elsie, Astrid.
Astrid, really?
Am I saying that right? A-S-T-R-I-D?
Yeah,
Astrid.
Yeah.
Astrid, Isabella, and Thea. Okay. Well, it's kind of fun.
Well, let me see those names. I mean, my wife and I know.
Okay, you're looking for names, baby. Okay. You go tell Mrs. Pelletier that the child's name will be called Arian, male or female.
Sure, she would love that.
That or Adolf, and he or she can wear a skirt whenever they'd like. That'll be good. That'll be good for you guys. All right. You're saving the world. So from the Comedy Vault, everybody, I thought this is fun. I found George Carlin talking about unnecessary words at airports and weather reports, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to play this.
Flying on the airlines and listening to the airlines announcements. Whole thing starts when you get to the gate. First announcement. We would like to begin the boarding process. Extra word. Process. Not necessary. Boarding is enough. We'd like to begin the boarding. Simple. Tells the story. People add extra words when they want things to sound more important than they really are. Boarding process. Sounds important. It isn't. It's just a bunch of people getting on an airplane. People like to sound important. Weathermen on television talk about shower activity. Sounds more important than showers. I haven't heard one guy on CNN talk about a rain event. Swear to God, he said, Louisiana's expecting a rain event. I thought, holy shit, I hope I can get tickets to that.
Oh, my God, I miss George Carlin. It's only been 8 years.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And his ability to, like, look at our culture and really break it down into the most basic terms and describe it in a funny way is just something that we don't have anymore.
Just picking up on the ordinary.
Exactly.
And making it extraordinary. Part two.
Anyway, as part of this boarding process, they say, we would like to pre-board. What exactly is that? What does it mean to pre-board? To get on before you get on? That's another complaint of mine. Too much use of this prefix pre. It's all over the language now. Pre this, pre that. Place the turkey in a preheated oven. It's ridiculous. There are only two states an oven can possibly exist in, heated or unheated. Preheated is a meaningless term. It's like pre-recorded. This program was pre-recorded. Well, of course it was pre-recorded. When else are you going to record it? Afterwards? That's the whole principle of recording, to do it beforehand. Otherwise, it doesn't really work, does it?
Oh, my goodness. He's always going to be missed. Let's see here. So, females, and by the way, you can tell your wife this one when you tell her her child's name will be named Arian or Adolf. Women in the United States are twice as likely to be stressed as men, probably because you're going to go home and tell her that. I don't know, but apparently a new study found that women in the United States are twice as likely to be stressed out as men. And overall, about 8 out of every 100 Americans are really stressed, which is the highest in the world. So we're doing really great, I guess.
if that's your definition of great, being stressed out of your mind.
I don't think 8 out of 100. It seems like there's a whole lot more than 8 out of 100. That seems ridiculously low to me.
Yeah, I see a lot of people, even on the street every day, that look stressed, more than 8 out of 100.
Yeah. And I know what's going to happen at 10. You're going to go home and have a beer, one of your IPAs. What are you working on?
Fantastic. Right now, I have a nice brown ale that's getting ready for the fall.
How's it get ready? Is that like
Well, it's fermenting. It's fermenting. So it's got a few more weeks before it's ready. It'll be ready right in time for like Labor Day.
Where does this ale ferment?
In my basement.
Oh, in your basement. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right next to my laundry machine.
Oh, okay. Because I was afraid you would do something stupid like put it in the tub and then make the wife and you and the wife have to shower around it or something.
Bathe in it. No. Yeah. You have to keep it at a certain temperature, and our basement is like just cool enough to make that happen.
Oh, San Francisco is perfect for that, isn't it? Yeah. By the way, so let me talk about beer for a second. If you're wondering why everyone seems to love IPAs like Brian Pelletier, but you just think they're way too bitter, maybe you should stop drinking them while you listen to weird Norwegian death metal.
Right.
This is great. New study found that when you listen to music, that the music that you listen to while you drink beer actually affects how it tastes. So, for instance, if you're listening to a Disney movie soundtrack, beer will taste sweeter. If you're listening to something that has lots of angry bass, it tastes more bitter.
Huh.
The researchers say it's probably because you mentally transfer the emotions you feel from the music over to the beer.
Wow. I've never experienced that.
Yeah, so you need to not only Pokemon Go and try that, but you need to try death metal and drink some of that beer.
All right.
And then try like some Taylor Swift and get back to us on that beer, and some Adele and some Chris Martin.
There you go. And Ricky Martin.
And
why not?
Ricky.
We'll
yeah.
throw them all in.
Yes, I'm Ricky Martin. You know, I was convinced when Ricky Martin came. What was Ricky Martin's big song?
Livin' La Vida Loca.
Oh, Livin' La Vida Loca. Oh, my God. I'll never forget when he appeared for the first time on the Oprah show. I said, this guy's the next Elvis Presley. That didn't really work out that way, did it?
No, definitely not.
What happened?
You know what was funny is I showed up to...
I mean, it wasn't the gay thing. I don't think anybody cared that he was gay. It just didn't happen.
Well, I mean, he just never really came out. He had that one album, and then it was over, you know?
But do you remember how insane it was? I mean, wasn't that, I'm thinking that's, 96, 97, something like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. But the whole deal was he was going to be the next Elvis Presley.
Well, and he was a soap opera star, an actor.
Right.
So he had all the tools to make it happen. It just didn't work out that way.
Oh, well. All right, there's always best of, and you can play that forever. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back here in a second, but right now it is time to check in traffic. Oh, by the way, We're going to talk about Bryan Cranston a little bit and more coming up here on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. But with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
KJO. 1 minute inside a woman's head.
It's so hot. I can't get to sleep. I have a fan, but Mom freaked me out with warnings as a girl. She told me never to sleep with a fan on or you could get Bell's palsy, partial paralyzing of the face. She told me I'd talk out of one side of my mouth like Sylvester Stallone. So I asked, did he sleep with a fan on? And she said, no, he just talks that way. It made no sense. In fact, she told me a lot of things that I didn't really need to worry about. I ate one time and did swim within 30 minutes. I was fine. I did cross my eyes, and they didn't get stuck like that. I talked to many strangers, mostly in college. Fine and dandy. I'm going to turn on that fan and cool off for a good night's sleep. Oh, I can't. I don't want to wake up slurring my words like Rocky Balboa. Moms have an unbelievable lifelong power over our brains.
And that was another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Well, I never heard that Bell's palsy thing.
Neither have I, but
a fan to cause Bell's palsy?
I sleep with a fan on, don't you?
Oh my God, yes. Hell yes.
You can't get away from it this time.
No.
Here, especially over in the East Bay, it's like, forget it.
No, you got to have the air conditioning, even if it's $500 a month. There are some things you must have, you know what I'm saying. I've got a lot of things to get to here in our final segment, so let's get to it. Bryan Cranston.
Breaking Bad.
That's right. He did an interview yesterday with Carson Daly on the Today Show and whipped out a really good Donald Trump impression. Check this out.
You played Trumbo, you played Lyndon Johnson, you played Bob Mazur, real-life historical figures. Anybody that you're thinking about or maybe would like to play?
I'd like to play Donald Trump at some point.
Really?
Oh, he's huge. He's this Shakespearean character, this serio-tragic comedic character. Who wouldn't want to take a bite out of that?
Are you working on your huge?
Huge. It's huge. Let me tell you something. And this I can tell you.
Wow.
It is huge.
You got it down already.
Do I really?
I think it's like a caricature
right
now. Your Seinfeld's very good, too, actually. Yeah. I won't put you on the spot, but it's very good.
No, I know. Jerry Seinfeld!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm offended as a comedian.
I don't know about that. I think that needs some work.
Yeah, I mean, his syncopation, his timing and everything is okay, but the actual voice needs a little bit of work, you're right.
Look, people, just because I am that kind of good guy on the radio, that's right, me, Drex, along with Bryan Pelletier, my partner in crime, I'm going to play the Uber driver who goes ballistic when the woman won't get out of his car again. So if you missed it earlier, a woman posted a video of her Uber driver losing his mind because she wouldn't get out of the freaking car. They were at a hospital and she wanted to go in the emergency room, but he took her to the wrong side of the building, but she wouldn't get out of the car.
You are at the hospital. Administration is right here.
I'm going to the emergency room, sir.
Get in there. Get out of my car now.
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car now.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't get out of my car.
But you're not to yell at me.
Get out of my car.
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car.
Sir, can you just tell
get
me?
Get out of my god car! Now! The ride is over. You have been extremely rude, extremely condescending.
How
this whole
have
trip.
I been extremely rude?
You kept me waiting way too long. You showed up and told me you were in a hurry when you showed no actual effort to be in a hurry. Get out of my car now.
I am just
get out of
you.
My car now!
I don't know where I am.
Get out of my car now! God you to hell!
Sir.
Get out of my car!
I am asking
get out
you...
of my car! Get out! Now! Now!
And for all of you Uber drivers, I say a prayer for you now. My thoughts and prayers are with you.
Well, you know, I was a Lyft driver for a while, and I
know. Next time, use Lyft, lady.
I felt that way, but I never got to that, like, DEFCON 5 or whatever.
Get out of my car. Well, she didn't sound very ill or hurt or injured to me.
She seemed very calm.
Right. Get out of my car.
Which I'm sure made him even more mad.
Oh, my God, man. I'm telling you. All right, let's get to some good news here before we move on. So check this out. I get excited when I finish my taxes. I got to tell you, it's like every year. It's like, you know, just take what the hell you want and leave me the hell alone. I hate effing taxes. So anyway, I'm getting a you know, you get a $12 refund or whatever. So you got to totally get how this woman must have felt. So this woman from Clifton, New Jersey, was doing her taxes in April. When she was going through old papers and receipts, she found a lottery ticket that she bought a year earlier. Okay, she checked the numbers, and it was a winner. And out of nowhere, this woman from Clifton, New Jersey, won $472,000.
Not a bad haul.
Now, I wonder if that bumped her up into a different tax bracket. I was so. Anyway, here's the really good news about this. It turns out the ticket was only 2 weeks away from expiring.
Wow.
So she claimed it just in time. These things don't happen to people like you and I.
No, it's like...
No. I would find it 2 days later after it expired.
Or if we're lucky, we find like $20 in our jeans that we haven't worn in 6 months or something like that. It's never that much.
My luck, Pokemon to go would be somebody I'd meet up in the, you know, the water monster would chop off my head. Oh, my God, people. Okay, I leave you with this final thought, and I leave you with this warning. Sharing your Netflix password, Netflix and chill, everybody calm down, is now a federal crime.
Remember? No way.
Yes. I'm getting all worked up. It was that Uber driver that did it. Deep breath, Trex. Okay, so do you remember those FBI warnings on VHS tapes back in the day?
How can you miss them?
Right.
Yeah.
The ones that said you'd get a $250,000 fine if you ever made a copy. People did it anyway and nothing ever happened. Well, now we have the 2016 version of that. Sharing your password for things like Netflix, Hulu, HBO to go is technically now a federal crime. That's right. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling this week, I guess yesterday, that makes it illegal under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. The case that they were hearing was about a guy who used a former coworker's password to access a database at his old company. So it really wasn't about the streaming services at all. Okay. But the way the ruling was worded, it did apply to things like Netflix and Hulu and HBO Go. It's still not clear if anyone will ever get prosecuted for it, though, or what the penalty will be. But HBO or Netflix have not, you know, they haven't said what they're going to do. Obviously, like, thumbs up, I would imagine.
Well, you know, I would take it all the way to the Supreme Court where it would tie 4-4, obviously.
But then it would go to this lower court that would say, yes, it is a crime. And just last year, the head of HBO said he doesn't really care about the password sharing thing. But so you can probably keep on mooching off your friends and family and not worry about it for now. But one of the Ninth Court justices who disagreed with the ruling said it threatens to, quote, criminalize all sorts of, innocent people engaged in daily ordinary things by ordinary citizens. So good for that judge.
Or some people might say piracy.
Piracy! Get the hell out of my car! Oh, my God. I don't know, man. Is it worth that $13 an hour to put up with that in your Uber car?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. On that night, peace.
John Batchelor is next.
Yes, he is. Peace out. More of the Drex Radio Show tomorrow on KGOA 10.